They'd been lying on Nicole's bed in the pokey room they'd shared, having pigged out on chicken and chips and Neapolitan ice cream at the local Burnie Inn. The crumbling Edwardian property they'd lived in had since been demolished to make way for a retirement village. But the pub was still there, not far from where they'd lived, on the Hagley Road into Birmingham. Rebecca had noticed it while driving out from New Street Station, heading for the motorway that would bring her here, to the little stone-built Norman church in Worcestershire, to say goodbye to the woman who'd been the other half of her as she'd made her first forays into adulthood. They'd been inseparable at university and had stayed in touch, although less frequently lately, time and geography widening the distance between them. Rebecca still couldn't believe she was dead, much less how she'd died. Suicide. Rebecca was struggling to believe that Nicole, the flame-haired 18-year-old free spirit who'd whirled into her otherwise mundane student existence like a tornado, had taken her own life. Nicole had had a zest for living. She'd wanted to embrace all the world had to offer, experience everything. Bohemian in her choice of clothing, eschewing spaghetti strap crop tops for ethnic print dresses, and with a rare, fragile beauty that belied her determination to tackle anything from abseiling to deep-sea diving. She would dance at the nightclubs until Rebecca dropped, dance barefoot in the rain at the festivals in the park. More talented than her by far, Nicole was going to ascend like the lark, obtain her fine art degree and exhibit at the Tate, the Birmingham Art Gallery, and all the best London galleries. There would be no holding her back. She wasn't overtly feminist, but despised any institution that would define a woman as unequal to or weaker than a man, thus prevent her achieving her ambition. Marriage hadn't been on Nicole's agenda. Not for her, some man to tame her and tie her down. She wouldn't be shackled. Love had changed all that, of course, igniting hitherto unexplored passion inside her. She'd fallen heavily the first time she'd married. After that relationship, one which had left her emotionally and physically broken, Rebecca had never imagined her friend would fall so easily in love again. She glanced to where Nicole's second husband was standing at the open graveside. Smart and immaculately turned out in his black suit and overcoat, Richard Gray was a handsome man. Tall and broad-shouldered, dark hair with wisps of silver at the temples, which was always unfairly complimentary on a man. Rebecca could understand the attraction. Nicole had been besotted with him, singing his praises. He was conscientious, caring, kind, a liberal thinker, she'd gushed in her first excited email regarding the new man in her life. He clearly doted on his daughter. Rebecca noted him reaching to squeeze the shoulders of the girl next to him. Olivia, his grown-up daughter, whom she recognised from the photographs Nicole had sent her. Rebecca had been wary for her friend initially. A year on from her divorce was no time at all in which to recover, to find herself again after a painful marriage to an abusive, cheating man whose mission in life had been to clip Nicole's wings and stop her flying free. Nicole had quieted Rebecca's fears, assuring her that she would recognise misogynistic traits from 50 miles away, and at the first sign, even his insistence on ordering her meal for her, she would run for the hills. She'd been damaged, like a lark beating its wings against the bars of its cage until it has no strength left for fight or flight. She'd been injured. Rebecca had assumed that, despite her first horrendous marriage, or maybe even because of it, Nicole had seized her new chance at life, at love, with both hands, and determined to live it. Nicole and Richard had soon married, making Rebecca wonder whether Nicole might have been keen to try again for the baby her first husband had so cruelly robbed her of. Rebecca's son had badly broken his leg the evening before the wedding, so she hadn't been able to make it back from her own home in France. But she'd wished her friend well, praying that this new man was everything she believed him to be. He had been, apparently, though Rebecca was aware that they'd been beset by problems once they'd moved into the house they'd purchased.